Rebbe Paradal Mishnah Dal Misha Yasha Bader La Amar Verab Arev Samach Lir Veloi Takavanasu Lekach Lo Yikon Dibbe Rabbi Meir. Somebody was traveling before Shabbos, and it became Friday night, and on Friday night he was sitting at the side of the road, and then after dark he stood up and he saw that he was within the tchum of the city. He was right near a city, within 2,000 amas of the city. However, at Friday night when it became dark, he did not realize that he was within the tchum of the city. In such a case, he's not allowed to enter the city according to Rabbi Meir. Meaning to say, anybody who resides in the city is allowed to walk throughout the entire city plus 2,000 amas outside of the city on Shabbos. Now, even if he was not actually in the city on Friday night, but he was within 2,000 amas of the city, he would have the same tchum as the townspeople, and he would be allowed to travel throughout the city at 2,000 amas in each direction. However, this person, even though he was within 2,000 amas of the city on Friday night, however, since he did not have kavana that has the same tchum as the townspeople, he did not know that he was within the tchum of the city. So therefore, on Friday night, his kavana was that his tchum would be 2,000 amas from the place that he is residing. In such a case, he only is allowed to walk 2,000 amas in each direction from the place that he was sitting Friday night. Once he walks the 2,000 amas, he cannot walk any further, even within the city itself, since he did not have kavana to have the same tchum as the townspeople. Rabbi Yehuda, I may you come. Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the person is allowed to enter the city and to travel throughout the entire city for 2,000 amas in each direction from the city. And even though on Friday night when it became dark, he did not realize he was within the tomb of the city, he still would have the same tomb as the townspeople, so he's allowed to travel anywhere the townspeople could travel throughout the entire city for 2,000 amas in each direction. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'i Zahaya Benichnas Rabbi Tarfon Belomis Gav. Rabbi Yehuda said the following story in order to support his position. There was a story that Rabbi Tarfon, at Friday night when it became dark, was within the tomb of the city, but he did not realize at that time he was within 2,000 amas of the city. Even so, when he did realize he was within the tomb of the city, he traveled throughout the entire city on Shabbat. So therefore, that proves Rabbi Yehuda's position that somebody who's within 2,000 amas of the city at the onset of Shabbos, even though he did not realize at the time he was within the tomb of the city, he has the same tomb of the townspeople, and he can travel throughout the entire city plus 2,000 amas outside the city on Shabbos. Somebody who was sleeping on the road at the onset of Shabbos, and he did not know that it became dark, and now it's Shabbos since he was sleeping. Even so, when he wakes up, he's allowed to travel 2,000 amas in each direction from the place that he was sleeping, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. As Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds, chetzei hefker konen shpisa, ownerless object, have shpisa, meaning to say somebody who finds an ownerless object on Shabbos can only carry that object 2,000 amas in the place that he found it. And even though it was ownerless, the place that it was on Friday night at the onset of Shabbos, that's the place where it has shpisa, meaning from that place it could be taken 2,000 amas in each direction. So just like an ownerless object has shpisa at the place that it was Friday night, so too somebody who was sleeping at the onset of Shabbos is the same as an ownerless object and is allowed to walk 2,000 amas from the place that he was sleeping at the onset of Shabbos. The Chachamim say that such a person who is sleeping at the onset of Shabbos can only walk 4 amas when he wakes up. And according to the Chacham, in order for a person to be allowed to walk 2,000 amas in each direction, he has to be konish shvisah. He has to have in mind that the place that he's residing at the onset of Shabbos, that's where he wants to reside for Shabbos. And that would allow him to walk 2,000 amas in each direction. And the Chacham holds that chetzei hefker is not konish shvisah. An ownerless object does not have 2,000 amas in each direction. Instead, anybody who finds an ownerless object can take that object to anywhere within that person's tchum, even if that person's tchum is more than 2,000 amas from the place where the ownerless object was at the onset of Shabbos. So too, a person who is sleeping Friday night is like an ownerless object. He is not konesh shvisa. He cannot walk the 2,000 amas from the place that he is. Instead, he only has 4 amas in each direction. However, 4 amas he would be allowed to walk. As the pasuk says, shvu ish tachav, each person should stay where he is on Shabbos. And the makom of a person is regarded as 4 amas. The 4 amas around the person, that's the makom of a person. So when a person stays within 4 amas, it's as if he's staying exactly where he is. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm Behu Ben Son. Rabbi Eliezer said he is in the middle of his 4 amas. Rabbi Eliezer agreed with the Chachamim that a person who was sleeping at the onset of Shabbos could only walk 4 amos. However, according to the Chachamim, you can walk 4 amos in all directions, or Rabbi Eliezer holds it as if you're in the middle of the 4 amos, and you can only walk 2 amos in each direction. Rabbi Huda Oimer Le'eve Ruach Sheyir Tzeyelech. Rabbi Huda says you can walk 4 amos in any direction that he wants, as Rabbi Huda does not agree with Rabbi Eliezer that you're in the middle of the 4 amos. Rabbi Huda does agree with Rabbi Eliezer as far as this, that if you decide that you want to walk 4 amos in one direction, you can't change your mind and walk in the other direction. As Rabbi Huda agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that you only have 4 amos in total. However, Rabbi Eliezer holds you are in the middle of the 4 amos, so you can walk 2 amos in each direction. While Rabbi Huda holds you can walk 4 amos, however, only in one direction. If you decide you want to walk 4 amos to the east, you can only walk to the east. You can't walk to the west. So Rabbi Huda agrees you only have 4 amos in total. However, you can only walk 4 amos in one direction, while Rabbi Eliezer holds you can walk 2 amos in all directions. And the Chacham holds that you can walk a total of 8 amos. You can walk 4 amos in any direction that you want. And you have a circumference of 16 amos. You can walk 4 amos in all 4 directions, while Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Eliezer holds that you can only walk 4 amos in total. While Rabbi Eliezer holds, you can walk 2 amos in all directions, and Rabbi Huda holds, you can decide which direction you want to walk, and you can walk 4 amos in that direction, but you would not be allowed to change your mind and walk in any other direction. You can only walk 4 amos in one direction.